Minister Chombo told Studio 7 that he will not take any action against all the councillors in different local authorities expelled from the MDC on allegations of corruption because no formal complaint against the councillors was placed before him. The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai fired some councillors in Harare, Chitungwiza, Gweru, Kwekwe and Zvishavane for allegedly engaging in corrupt activities, but the councillors are still performing their duties as usual.
I would be called any someone that is gullible to really take a party issue and bring it in. Furthermore, these people are elected councillors, elected by a group of people representing them in different words, and I have, according to the act, to determine exactly what it is that they did wrong contrary to the Urban Councils Act. So I have not received from any political party, from MDC, of any finding to say councillor so-and-so stole council money. If Minister Mashakada gives me a letter today to say Councillor so-so stole money, that councillor will be fired tomorrow. Yeah. We still need to investigate and satisfy ourselves and give the councillor an opportunity to defend himself or herself.
But MDCT spokesman Douglas Mwanzora says Minister Chombo is not being honest, arguing that his party made several complaints to his office.
He is just looking for an excuse. Everybody knows that when we fired the councillors in Chitungwiza, the corrupt councillors in Chitungwiza, the Minister Chombo shielded them. Some of the people we have fired in Harare municipality have been fired because they are flirting with Chombo in what we suspect are corrupt deals and in what we suspect is a corrupt relationship. We don't really care whether he keeps them or he doesn't keep them. Elections are coming anyway. We are selecting our new candidates for council, and those people, we will just leave them. So he can have them. ZANU-PF is simply trying to wage a propaganda war against the MDC. This is cheap politicking. It is political posturing.
Minister Chombo says councillors are elected officials and he does not have the power under the Urban Councils Act to fire them willy-nilly without holding official inquiries. Meanwhile, Minister Chombo says the caliber of councillors in several local authorities controlled by the MDCT lack depth in decision-making, which he said is affecting service delivery.
So the double standard you are alleged to, where is it coming from? You should be actually on my side.
How can I be on your side when I'm saying they're incompetent, they're not taking action?
No, incompetence is just like a child who is dull in class. You don't even send them out of school. You find tactics to teach them. The councillors so chosen are out of depth. That's what I said. They lack capacity. And Masunda agrees that he has a team of people that are incompetent. But there is nowhere in the Urban Councils Act which says incompetent councillors are fired, because you can't prove incompetence. You can prove it that the city is not running. Furthermore, I am no longer allowed to put a commission to run the cities because the Urban Councils was changed. I am hamstrung, which is why I've got to persuade my Sekuru to say, let's put moral pressure on these guys to work. Let's get our old officials to work instead of the city of Harare officials.
However, Mwanzora dismissed Chombo's assertions, saying the minister's continued interference in the management of council affairs in several municipalities was the reason for those inefficiencies. Mwanzora accused Chombo of political grandstanding ahead of elections expected to be held sometime this year.
Well, he is a minister that lacks depth, and he is not a minister of integrity at all. Everybody knows that Minister Chombo, there are allegations that Minister Chombo has assets in every municipality and local council area in Zimbabwe, and yet he is the minister of local government. The ZANU-PF councillors can never be compared to the MDC councillors, both in terms of their academic qualifications, their education, their versatility, their ability to work. Things collapsed under ZANU-PF. That's why people booted ZANU-PF away in the councils. Now we have younger councillors, more competent councillors, more competent mayors. It did not mean for Chombo who interfered with them. The problem in the municipalities is massive and unprofessional interference by the minister. By the way, the minister has put in special councillors. In some instances, he's running using commissions, but things are not improving.
Under the circumstances, Minister Chombo said he no longer has power under the new Urban Councils Act to put commissions in local authorities to manage affairs of those municipalities that he says are poorly run by the MDC. Last year, the MDCT fired 12 councillors in a number of municipalities for alleged corruption, including Harare Deputy Mayor Emmanuel Chiroto. The party also fired the majority of its councillors in Chitungwiza on the same allegations. But all those expelled from the party continue with their duties, with Minister Chombo not taking any action. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.